And let's see here. Coming up in our next half hour at 5:45, if you are celebrating anniversaries, well, if it's a wedding anniversary, you share it with Wikipedia. This is the 15th anniversary of Wikipedia. Where would I be without Wikipedia when it comes to research for this show? Jared, we'd be lost.
It's a very useful tool, no question. I kind of wonder how people did their jobs back in the day.
I'm still a little nervous, though, because whenever you go on Wikipedia and then they show that it's been edited, or I'm thinking, wait, so I'm going to actually check to see if I'm even on Wikipedia, and if not, I'm going to make sure that I am, and I'm going to inflate my resume.
And then I'm going to sign in and inflate it even more and put some really out there sort of claims about you, because really that's the thing about Wikipedia. Anyone can edit it.
And that will be the cool thing when people go and search for Angela Cocott. My gosh, I didn't know she did a stint at ABC in New York.
And is secretly a Yeti. Who knew?
Calgary Today with Angela Cocott on News Talk 770. Brought to you by California Closets for the love of home.
You know, I have a huge research team here. All right, it's me, Katie Thompson, and sometimes Wikipedia. And that's why I thought we should spend a little bit of time talking about Wikipedia, because this is the 15th anniversary of it. Jeremy Hexham is a doctoral student at the University of Calgary. He joins us today. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
How did Wikipedia ever begin?
Well, originally, Wikipedia started on January 15th, 2001, by Jimmy Walls, who had this idea of what he wanted to do, an online collaborative activity. Now, originally, it came out as something called Newpedia. And he by himself has said it was a very complicated, top-down, structured site, and it was driving him crazy. His quote was he was hitting his head against the wall. It was just too complicated, and that's where the idea of Wikipedia came about.
How does Wikipedia really work? Because I was joking here. Jared went and found out that there's nothing of me on Wikipedia, although there is CHQR, and I'm listed in there. So really, how can I get Wikipedia mentioned in Wikipedia?
Well, you have to get someone to create a page for you, because technically it's not very good protocol for you to do your own Wikipedia page or to edit it yourself. So you shouldn't be doing it. And if you get caught doing that, you're going to get a little, somebody will probably slap your hands on the internet. But you have to realize there are over 800 pages created every single day. There are 27 million registered editors, and studies show that 90% of them are men.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well,
you know what? Was it a few years ago, Jeremy, that Wikipedia, I remember checking it out, and they were saying, could you fund this page? So is that how Wikipedia is funded, just through private donors?
You bet. In 2014, they raised $75.5 million from 4.9 million donors. December 3rd, 2014, they received $29 per second, and they're currently in the process of trying to raise $100 million over the next 10 years to stay up and running without always asking for donations. And yes, they always have those ads, especially around Christmas, saying, look, if you give me $3, you can help us out. And some people actually do give money.
Yeah, and you know what, $3, that isn't much, especially if you use it a lot. But I'm concerned that, sure, I look on it for some background information, but then what if I had someone that I didn't like and I could maybe make a page that was pretty disparaging against them?
And that happens all the time.
Really?
There's a professor at the University of Calgary, Eliezer Siegel, who basically, he's a Jewish scholar, Jewish himself, and he's constantly complaining that a lot of the Jewish Wikipedia sites have been taken over by the extremists who go overboard. I remember several years ago, during an election campaign here in the city, one of the candidates actually had to have his staff check his page first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and throughout the day, because so many edits were being done against him. And when we're talking about edits, I mean, Wikipedia noted today that George W. Bush has the award for the most edits with 45,862 edits. And let's face it, even Jesus Christ had 25,000 edits.
Don't get Jesus Christ involved in this.
Sorry.
We've had a very religious day. I don't need to bring Jesus Christ up in this. So is anyone monitoring this? Because if you say people can be making edits, what if it is someone who is just trying to taint my image?
Well, and that's one of the problems with Wikipedia is that people can do that. And there is a process to complain and say, well, that information's wrong. You need to fix it, or you can go in and fix it yourself. And certain accounts were locked. They got to the point where there were so many edits going on that the owners had to say, no, we need to lock it down because only these people are allowed to edit it because so much stuff is being said. So there is, but, you know, there is wrong information out on Wikipedia, and I wish I could find you a great example. I can't. I was looking through it. So I sometimes think some of the factual information may be correct, but some of the opinions that people have are very much of the extremist view.
Jeremy, thanks for dropping by today.
You bet.
Jeremy Hexham, he's a doctoral student at the University of Calgary, telling us about the 15th anniversary of Wikipedia.